Radio.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. You know, we've got a really, really interesting show today. Starting out with one of my favorite guys in our industry, though, and that's Bob Moriarty. Bob, I got a really interesting comment from one of our listeners under the handle of Missive Du Texas. Very, very bright guy. And he made an interesting comment dealing with what's going on right now around the world economically. And I'm not quite sure how to take it because he says, quote, tightening the belt will only make things worse for humans, not corporations, of course. The Austrians know this. Contract the money supply and you get a contraction of economic activity. Well, of course, that's 100% right. Missive was, I think, referring to a comment that I made that we really need to get away from the something for nothing mentality and get into the mentality of something for something. In other words, you can't keep bleeding a system, you know, with increasing welfare. I guess I don't want to use the word welfare. I'll use the word entitlement. But, you know, countries around the world, and that certainly includes the United States, simply cannot spend money that they don't have. And, I mean, our deficit here in this country.
No, no, they can't.
Well, theoretically they
can't. They've been doing it for years.
Bobby, I understand. Okay. I understand. Go ahead, Ben.
They cannot do it indefinitely.
Bingo.
Sooner or later, you have to pay the piper. All debt gets paid. It either gets paid by the borrower or it gets paid by the lender.
I agree.
Now, this conflict this guy's trying to set up between corporations and individuals.
Right.
Here's the deal. The rules for governments, the rules for corporations, and the rules for individuals are all exactly the same.
Exactly.
You can't spend what you don't have.
Exactly.
Now, we know this as individuals.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You spend too much money, you get into debt, you owe too much money, you have to go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
We know this as corporations because you see it in the mining business all the time. Every mining company that goes under for a simple reason, they lose control of the money. It's not because they don't have the resources. They don't have the management who understands how to manage money.
I agree.
But when you get to the government, we start saying, well, we're going to borrow our way to wealth. Well, you're not going to borrow your way to wealth. It cannot happen. So he's saying things that are true. If you spend money that you don't have and then you stop doing that, that's going to cause a contraction. Of course it is.
Sure.
But that's the way it's supposed to work.
I agree 1,000%. And this guy's a very, very bright individual. And I think all he was, well, I don't think he was disagreeing with the concept of austerity, you know, because you simply have to get away from something for nothing mentality. He makes another comment that I want to get your opinion on. And this is a direct quote. We need to get the international financiers, of which Bernanke is part of, in jail under the RICO laws present in all Western countries. They are stealing the wealth of nations through debt-based currency and now quadrillions in derivatives, multiple times the productive capacity of the whole planet. What are your comments on that, Bob?
Well, he's talking about stuff that's kind of true. Mm-hmm. Bernanke's not stealing anything. Bernanke's too stupid to steal. Bernanke is a Keynesian. He thinks you could spend your way to prosperity. I'm sorry, folks. It's really simple. You cannot spend your way to prosperity. And I don't give a damn whether you're Bob Moriarty or Ben Bernanke. You cannot spend your way to prosperity. It's that simple.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, he's trying to get into corporations. He's trying to get into individuals. He's been trained in economics, according to Keynesian economics. Keynesian economics has failed just as communism has failed.
Right.
And certainly the last 50 years have shown Keynesian economics doesn't work.
He
can spout off all the buzzwords, but it's still not going to work. And you can look at Greece and you look at Europe and you look at Japan, the United States and England. And realize, hey, we're in debt up to our ears, and we need a solution. The solution is simple. It's what you and I just talked about a few minutes ago. If you have more debt than you can pay as an individual or a corporation or government, you should default on that debt because you can't pay it. Second of all, as an individual, a corporation, or a government, if you're spending more money than you have, you should stop. Okay? You can't spend more money than you have. You have to stop. Even a drunken sailor stops when he runs out of money.
Right.
And third of all, you need to decrease the size of government. We are at peak government. Now, I do believe in peak oil. I don't believe in peak gold. I don't believe in peak silver, but we are at peak government. Government has something to do with every aspect of our life. We can't afford the level of government that we got.
Amen.
They got 26 pages of regulations in the EU on how to use a condom. Are you kidding? That's crazy.
Sure it is. But it gave somebody a job. It gave somebody a paycheck.
Sure it did.
Yeah.
But no, any system is that flawed, you need to let crash. And it's crashing right now. And Greece is going to leave the euro because it has to.
Right.
And the whole system is so intertwined, it's going to fail. And that's a good thing. Bankruptcy is a good thing.
Sure.
We want to pretend that, you know, we can print our way to prosperity. Well, you can't print your way to prosperity. If you're broke, you need to say, I'm broke, and you need to go back to reduce spending.
Yeah.
That's what nobody wants to admit.
Bob, I got to tell you, you're preaching to the choir with me, and I know that you're definitely preaching to the choir with our entire audience out there. You know, what I find to be really amazing is, believe it or not, we have an election coming up here in November, and I don't really see much of a difference between either side, and I find that to be terrifying, if you'd like to know the truth. Your comments?
Well, yeah, it should be terrifying. Yeah. We don't really have an election. What we have is a serpent with two heads saying there's a difference, and there is no difference. I mean, if you look at the policies of George Bush and you look at the policies of Obama, Obama's a bigger warmonger than George Bush was. Obama thinks terror and torture is a really great idea. I think that the town dog catcher could beat Obama if all they did is play back all the promises Obama made. You know, I'm a closed Gitmo. Really? You're going to do it this century?
I'm with you on that one. You know, Bob, I got to tell you, I was in Washington, D.C. after I saw you in New York here. Kath and I spent 4 days back there. And, you know, and we spent some time talking with some people who I would very definitely have to call insiders. They basically all said something that I totally agree with. Big government really, really doesn't work. Big government exists because people get elected and all of a sudden they're the prettiest baby in the nursery and they can do no wrong. They can do things that are absolutely ridiculous. And that's not necessarily just the talent of the Democrats. It's not necessarily just a talent of the Republicans, okay? It's a talent of politicians who believe that, you know, God is always smiling on them and they can do no wrong. And that, I think, is a shame, Bob.
There's a simple reason for that. I grew up in Texas, and I went to high school at Fort Worth. And the school that I went to had all the kids of the oil people from East Texas.
Right.
And there is an axiom that I learned when I was 16 and 17 years old, and that is the more money you've got, the smarter you are.
Exactly.
You know, you can look around the industry, and there's lots of guys who have made money, and the more money they make, the smarter they are.
Right.
So when guys get elected to government, you got a printing press in the back office. Okay.
Sure.
So you can go out and do really stupid things, and it's no big deal. You just print off some more bills.
Right.
You can do that when you have a debt-based system, and we have a debt-based system.
Okay, and that simply is not going to work long-term. There is no way that it can, and there's no way that it will. Listen, a quick comment here before we get on to the rest of the show. Check out Bob's website, 321Gold. I've known Mr. Moriarty for quite some time now. He is very, very accurate in virtually everything that he says. Very well thought out, bright guy. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Bob Moriarty's a pretty interesting guy. I have to tell you, I've known Bobby for a lot of years, and I'm a a regular visitor to his site, and I think he's really got some good material out there. You know, he's the kind of guy you either love or hate, and most people fortunately love him, but he's a very valuable guy and a good friend. You know, another good friend of mine is a fellow who I'm speaking with right now, Yale Simpson. We go back an awful long time. Yale is going to help me out a little bit right now. We've had a number of people ask about what's going on with rugby mining, and Yale is a director of rugby. He's not an officer, but he's a director, and it's he knows quite a bit about the company. Rugby came out just with a press release here towards the end of the week, Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Yale, what's going on?
Yep, and it was actually Thursday, Al. So, hey, thanks for giving me the call, and to your listeners, Al called me up earlier in the week and said, what's going on? And I said, good message, and lo and behold, followed with a press release giving people an update. So, communication means a lot.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Just on the essence of the press release is it goes into the results from the drilling that we were doing on that project that we call Interceptor. This is this copper gold project in Argentina. And in fact, it has that as kind of the fourth item of business in the press release. You know, that drilling that we did there, we were technically successful. But didn't hit economic rates, in part perhaps because the drill that we had failed to be able to penetrate deep enough. So we got really good smoke, if you like. But the message out of it is we got to come back with a bigger rig. And the question is when might we do that? And we haven't taken a view yet because it's now winter. But we wanted to really reiterate in terms of what are the real priorities for rugby. And the two projects that really are, from a management's point of view, you know, are the compelling value is this one called Mabuhay in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
If you followed us, and I know you have, Al, we drilled some holes in it some months ago and hit porphyry-type mineralization, and we hit some epithermal gold. But we made it very clear that the if you like, the guts of the whole property – the old Mabuhay mine, which is the Motherlode mine, which is a really high-grade epithermal-type target. And epithermal is what Xtori has, is that kind of a target that we weren't yet able to get access because we were waiting for an approval on our application from the government. And this is a routine approval that requires signing off by the minister, and that we were caught up, or we are caught up, like all the other industry players, none of them are getting their new approvals, not because they're going to give them to somebody else or anything. It's because the ministry is putting out a new executive order for the mining industry talking about the framework that they want to use going ahead, which is for the mining industry. And of course, the Philippines has been very pro-mining, continues to be, so we don't see that as a risk. It's just that we're having to wait. So we're a bit frustrated by that, but we're certainly enthusiastic about the potential of that project. It's got great potential for very early win in our drilling, and we'll just have to wait it out.
Well, now, you're talking right now about one specific area. You've got three major projects. You've got one in Colombia, you've got one in the Philippines, which you were just talking about, and then you've got the one in Argentina. I'm getting a lot of questions about what's going on in Colombia. Is that a pretty good situation there, Yale?
Well, Colombia, you know, big picture here. You got the right guy for the big picture.
Yeah.
We've been talking since the day that project was put together. And remember that the target was identified originally by Rio Tinto. I mean,
yeah.
They're one of the big companies on the planet.
Sure.
They identified this target.
Yeah.
And we have an option from Rio Tinto. So the quality of the target is exemplary. It's one of those kind of one of the best in South America in terms of an undrilled copper target. The situation with Colombia is, of course, if you'd been there 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, you wouldn't even thought about doing this kind of exploration, and these targets were sitting on, you know, on the shelves of libraries in terms of references. And now that Colombia is opening up, it is still not quite there yet. From an administrative point of view, before you can drill anything, you have to get an approval of all the communities,
mm-hmm.
and that is something, it's a relatively straightforward process, but it takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any And the forestry reserves is something you always hear about in Colombia. Almost anything down there is a forestry reserve. If it doesn't have some corn growing on it, it's a forestry reserve.
There you go. Yeah.
And you cannot drill without having an exclusion from the forestry reserve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's two things that we need. One is the exclusion, and the other one is this, what they call the consulta previa, which is the community agreement. And both of them we see as purely a matter of process. And we're hoping that later in 2012, we get the green light to go ahead and drill it. It is a total company maker mm-hmm. in terms of the quality of the target, without
mm-hmm.
a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But we're a bit frustrated. Again, it's not under our control.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I didn't know very much about Columbia Yale and was sitting down and chatting with Frank Holmes, and I think everybody knows who Frank Holmes is. And I said, Frank, what's one of your favorite parts of the world for exploration companies, or I should say for mining companies? And he said, without a doubt, Columbia. And I said, geez, I thought that was really bad down there. And he said, it was at one time. But he said, you know, I was down there with former President Bill Clinton. I was down there with Frank Giustra. And he said, I have to tell you, all three of us are very, very optimistic as to the future of that very, very asset-rich country. And I've talked with Frank numerous times since then, and his enthusiasm, I have to say, hasn't abated one bit. Yeah, I'll tell our listeners a little bit, if you would, about your background, because I want them to know exactly who we're dealing with here. And go back, you know, go back 20, 25 years, will you? You've had some great successes. Yeah.
We can go back further than that if you want.
I know, but we don't have to.
I spent half my career with the major companies, Chevron Oil Company and Pennzoil Oil Company as a geological engineer. And in fact, with those companies, believe it or not, Chevron and Pennzoil both had gold mines.
Yeah.
From my earlier days, and I've been with the smaller companies ever since. I'm a geological engineer by trade out of University of British Columbia, not mm-hmm. by trade, but by education.
Mm-hmm.
All the time my career has been involved in project development activities. Engineers don't get involved too much in what we call grassroots exploration. I'm involved in both Exeter and Xtory.
Right.
Often I'm a spokesman for those companies. And,
right.
And rugby will emerge with time. We've got the talent behind the company, and, mm-hmm. and you'll ride through the cycles. And I would hope that rugby would enjoy exactly the same success we've seen in the likes of the other companies.
Well, if I were to guess, I'd say it probably will. I want everybody to know, in the interest of full disclosure, I am a shareholder in rugby. Bought the stock probably over 2 years ago. If you want any information on rugby, all you have to do is click on their banner on our website. Remember, it's information for you to make up your own mind. This is not a solicitation to buy or sell the stock, as I am not a registered investment advisor. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back with Dan Pacini.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Still in the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. You know who I am, and I know who most of you are, because we communicate almost every day on our blog. I got to tell you guys one more time, I say this always, but I learn more from you than you could possibly ever learn from me. No question about that. Got my friend Dan Pacenti on the line with me right now. Dan is a veteran, certainly, of the investment community, been involved in it for over 30 years. He's also a CPA, which shows that he knows how to think. We were talking this past week off the air a little bit about the general market, the markets, I guess I should say, around the world. And, you know, my opinion right now is I think it's a really good time to wait on the sidelines because nobody really knows what's going on. I mean, you look at the situation in Europe and, you know, that really hasn't changed very much. You look at the situation in the United States and you don't know who to believe. And it's just, you know, it's a very, very volatile time right now. Dan, elaborate a little bit on that. What do you think about that?
I think you're right that you don't know who to believe, but believe this. Nobody is doing anything about the problems that we're facing in Europe and in the United States.
No, wait a minute. Wait, I've got to interrupt you just for a second. The current administration is they're working miracles in terms of solving our problems, and they're doing it the most effective way. Did you know that government expenditures in 2008 totaled $5.3 trillion, and this year they're up to $6.3 trillion? I mean, how could that be bad? They're spending more money.
They are juicing the system. That is correct. They are trying to push activity into a current period that would happen in a later period. But, you know, this
again, I've said this before. This is the most irresponsible president we have had in my lifetime. We're looking at a significant economic problem, which is we are spending money at a rate, systemically, we're spending money at a rate that is unsustainable, that's going to break this country down. I hate to sound like a crazy radical, like I'm yelling in the streets, but anybody that has any grasp of basic math would see that you can't, in one administration, spend $5.1 trillion with no ability, no plan to try and turn the graph down at some point. And we're not going to, and nobody's making any effort to touch any of the entitlements where the big problem is. They're working around the edges of things. And a new election might change things marginally, but we're in big trouble. In Europe, they're electing socialists in, and that's going to solve the problem. In fact, the socialists are talking about growth. That's going to be an interesting one to see. The small bits of growth that they might get from juicing their own systems is not going to come close to paying the bills.
Yeah.
And so we got problems, and you're seeing it in markets. There's incredible pessimism out there. It's not incredible. What am I saying? It's a rightly placed pessimism.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing it in the commodity markets. They're not expecting inflation because they're expecting very, trimmed down growth, if any. And, so you're going to see that there's going to be softening in most of the commodities. And gold certainly seeing it. As much as we cheapen our currency, it's still not enough to handle what we're doing as far as setting up a situation where our economy just doesn't grow. And so you don't have the inflation. And that's the biggest thing that affects the price of gold.
Well, I'm not sure I agree completely with that, but I would have to say, and our studio dogs obviously don't disagree with you. I'm going to ship them down to your house, let me tell you. But, I mean, gold really doesn't know what it's doing right now, for lack of better terms. It's kind of diddling around where it is right now, which is around 1560 or thereabouts. Silver's pretty much doing the same thing. I don't think the markets are getting as hurt as they are. The metals markets are getting as hurt as they possibly could. But let me ask you a question. You know, Kathy and I were back in Washington, D.C. last week, and we spent a fair amount of time with, some of the folks in the know, for lack of better terms. And, you know, it's interesting, but the conclusion that I have come to is there's really no difference between the two likely candidates who will be running for president here in November. Notice I said likely. There really is. There's no difference. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's so wrongheaded. It's to someone who, has really given up on the two-party system, then that might be the view you have. But there's dramatic differences between the two. Is there enough difference? No, not for my taste. I think the changes that we need to make in our system are much more substantial than what the challenger is advocating. But the challenger is far different than the current occupant in the White House. Far different. And people need to see that on a lot of issues, on social issues, which matter, by the way. If we handle social issues one way, that's going to affect the way we approach certain economic issues. And on the economic issues, there's clear differences between them. I'm a little disappointed in some of the Romney positions in that they borrow some of the class warfare, but not anywhere near to the extent that Mr. Obama uses it. And this president, I'm going to say it straight out, he has got to leave office. It's causing dramatic problems with our system. There's such a hatred being built up about business, about people of means, about people who are successful. We're doing damage to the system. This whole class warfare system with the Occupy movement, supporting stealing from people who've earned things properly, legally,
yeah.
Going out saying that some people aren't playing by the same rules, but never specifying what those rules they're violating are, or what rules, different rules they're playing by. That's a game that's dangerous because we rely on successful people in the United States. The fact that we've had enough freedom in the past where successful people can be successful,
mm-hmm.
Those people have subsidized everyone else, have brought all the unique goods and services that we all use, have created this. We all rise up from there. Now, is it equal? It's never going to be equal because people aren't equal. And we just have to come to grips with that. But let me tell you, would anybody trade, or how many people would trade the living standard we have in this country versus other countries that are even more closed.
Yeah.
So there's vast differences. Don't buy that argument. Mr. Obama is vastly different than Mr. Romney. He's much more dangerous.
Well, I got to tell you, Dan, I think most of the listeners of this particular program would agree with what you're saying. But, you know, here's an interesting question resulting from, you know, what potentially can happen in November. If the president gets reelected, how in your mind will that affect the markets? And if Mitt Romney does, in fact, get the nomination, and I'm still holding out for Congressman Paul, but if Mitt Romney does get the nomination, how will that affect the markets, in your opinion? Let's start with Obama first.
If Obama gets into office again, he's going to have free rein to act like a politician who doesn't have to go through any more elections anymore. He's going to try things that are a little further along than the ones that he's tried. Is he going to be successful? He'll be a lame duck president, so the Congress doesn't have to abide by some of the things that he does. He's not going to have a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's clear from the numbers now. It's a push right now, but he's a dangerous and irresponsible person in that he has no problem spending money from the future.
Mm-hmm.
And he would spend it at a far faster rate than Mr. Romney would. Now, if Mr. Romney gets into office, I think things slow down a little bit. I don't know that he's capable of radical change because you don't have that kind of majority in the Congress.
Yeah.
But there are, again, the problems exist primarily in the entitlements. If you got rid of all the discretionary spending, it still wouldn't fix the deficit problem. People don't understand their budget. The entitlements are what are bankrupting this country.
Sure.
And someone needs to go in and make some very significant changes to those. And they have to be people that are willing to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
And,
no, I don't disagree. I agree 1,000%. You think this medical system is gonna get through the Supreme Court here next month?
I'm inclined to think that they're gonna strike down the provision where you have to buy the insurance, and then
mm-hmm.
that will probably cause the rest of it to fall of its own weight. But I don't think our Supreme Court has let us down. We've had the growth of this massive government because of them not being there to make sure that our Constitution is adhered to. So I don't think they strike the whole document down, but I think that one provision goes.
Well, I think one could argue quite effectively, as we have on this program for a long, long time, that the Constitution is truly not being adhered to like it should. Dan, always a pleasure. Thanks so much, my friend. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Portland Economic Support. Got my buddy Louis James with me right now. Louis is, I'm not quite sure what to say. Shall I say a big shot? Shall I say a genius? Let me just say this. He's part of Casey Research, and I got all the time in the world for Casey Research. All the time in the world. I've known Doug since 1982. The entire, you know, Louis and all of his colleagues have been on the, show a number of times, and I have just nothing but time for these guys. You know, Louis, we have an interesting situation right now in the sense that the resource sector, the securities aspect of the resource sector is really, really having some tough times right now. And I know that you talked about that. We were both in New York last week, and you did an interview with Yahoo Finance, and you talked about, you know, there are times, this is a direct quote from Olivier, there are times like right now following big sell-offs in this volatile sector when the setup can be particularly rewarding for those with a stomach to buy when everyone else is running away. Well, I agree with that 100%. I have been chatting about that on this site for quite some time now, and all of our listeners would agree with you. Let's have a little elaboration, my friend.
It's pretty simple. If anybody looks at what happened in the 2008 wipeout and what happened subsequently, that was the most spectacular opportunity for making money in this business, in our sector, since 2001. You know, if you weren't an early contrarian like Doug Casey telling people to buy gold in 2000 and 2001 when the whole sector was bottoming, really the next best chance you had was during that big wipeout. And there's a reason for that. The formula for making money on investing is very simple. It's straightforward. Everybody knows it. Buy low, sell high. Sounds easy, but the reality is it's very hard to do. The psychology of it is very, very difficult. How do you buy low? Well, you buy when nobody else wants to. And that's not easy. You know, that means there's blood in the streets, people running, jumping out of windows, all that sort of thing. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit. We haven't actually got the level of panic that we saw in 2008, which is a cautionary flag, by the way. It could well get worse the summer before it gets better. But prices are, you know, relative to the underlying commodity, low. You know, gold is twice the price it was in 2008. And these stocks are selling, a lot of good companies are selling cheap. That's an opportunity.
They are selling cheap. That is definitely an opportunity. Let me talk a little bit about 2008. You know, that was the worst possible time for Kathy and I that the market could have gone the way that it did. We still had a home in Vancouver, Washington. We had just moved up to Semiahmoo, which is, you know, basically on the border between the U.S. and Canada. We were leasing a home up here. That was not a cheap ticket, you know, but the fact of the matter is we were doing it because we really wanted to see what it would be like up here. You know, and then all of a sudden the bottom fell out. And I remember, you know, I woke up one night at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm looking at the ceiling and I'm thinking, wow, what have Kath and I done? You know, and I realized, you know, Big Al, you've been through this before. This is the best possible time to get a stronger position in the market. And we did. And as a point of fact, within the next 12 to 18 months, we made more money than I've ever made in that period of time ever, because we took positions at such low prices that when we liquidated those positions, our profits were just absolutely substantial. Now, just because that happened to me doesn't mean it's going to happen to all of you folks listening in. This is not investment advice. Neither Louis nor I are investment advisors. But that was my experience. And Louis, I bet that was yours too, my friend.
Actually, here's a cautionary tale for people. One of the things I like to say about situations like this is that if you focus too much myopically, monomaniacally on finding the bottom, if you're looking for the bottom, you're likely only to really find it in the rearview mirror. You never know when it's exactly the bottom. And so what happened in 2008 is these prices kept falling, started accelerating. They were going vertically negative. By the time they got to silly, you know, stupid levels, stupid prices, I was putting large capital letters "Best Buy" in the newsletter. I remember the December issue of 2008. I had "Best Buy" in large capital letters on a number of companies, and I personally planned to buy those. But as part of our ethics policy, we don't just have to disclose it. We also have to wait until subscribers have a chance to act on our recommendations before we do them ourselves, and we have to inform people before we sell or let, you know, sell first in the newsletter and then sell, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the prices just, you know, they were going vertical in November, and I put out a shopping list, and I had cash. I was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time the newsletter got published in the first week of December, and then I had my waiting period, prices had come back up. And it turned out that actually was the bottom. I didn't know it at the time, but I thought, oh, they bounced up again. I'll wait another week. You know, there's still blood in the streets. There'll be time. And then the following week, they were up more. And they were up more and more and more. And by the end of December, all of these things were up 15%, 20% from those bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting. There's another point to make here. This was sort of the best of the best. You know, no discovery risk, no technical risk, you know, great people, lots of cash in the company, selling at stupid prices because the whole market was in such a meltdown mode. No-brainer picks, right? Those came screaming back right away. Though, as you may recall, you know, you were there, the whole sector took many more months. It was really not in the beginning of 2009, but sort of middle of 2009 when the whole sector came back. So that's two points here. One is, you know, the best of the best, when the bottom hits, you know, they can rebound sharply and produce great returns very quickly because everybody suddenly realizes, oh, that was the bottom, and these are great companies, and these are stupid prices, so they jump. The other thing is, as you said, you know, those bottoms, they produce spectacular opportunities, but you can't try to time them. And mm-hmm. I ended up mm-hmm. not going long. I ended up watching my favorite picks getting away from me. And then, you know, every time I thought about, oh, I should buy, I kept thinking, wow, they were cheaper last week. And that kept me out.
Yeah.
Until the next fluctuation.
Yeah. No, I hear you. You know, we do have, you have to admit, we have a situation right now. I mean, I got a couple of years on you, Louis, but we have a situation right now that I have never seen in as long as I've been in this business, about 35 years, actually. And I've seen some pretty tumultuous times, but you know, nothing like we're going through right now. I mean, you know, this sounds silly, it's so obvious, but you look at Europe, you look at the United States, you look at, you know, the rumors coming out of China right now, and I don't blame people for being very, very frightened. And, you know, when people are frightened, they start using their emotions, they don't think in logical terms oftentimes, and obviously right now there's a lot of emotional thinking going on. You got any comments?
Yeah, but what can I say? If people are going to be emotional, they're going to be emotional, and there's not really much we can do about it. My big concern is that a lot of good people who are already in the sector are going to get clobbered. There are good people who are going to take losses, realize losses that they don't have to take. So I want to encourage everybody who's listening. I want to encourage everybody who's already long in good companies to hold on. You know, the market is not falling apart, as you just stated, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many fundamental reasons for gold and the precious metals to remain strong that, you know, you if you get frightened now, you will have bought high and sold low, and then you get disappointed, and then you don't come back into the sector because you got burned last time when everybody is making money. It becomes a negative cycle. You invest contracyclically, and every time you get tempted, you buy high because everybody else is buying, and then you get scared because it goes down. You sell when everybody's selling, and you reverse the formula of buy low, sell high. There's a danger of people doing that now, and those are the people I would address most directly. You know, unless the company has run into real problems, like they don't have any money, and in this market they're not going to be able to raise money, and you're looking at the death of 1,000 financial cuts, it might be better to take a tax loss and look for a more solid play. But if you've got good companies with good projects, good people running them, and money in the bank to advance them through the fluctuations ahead, you know, please don't get scared. If the value is there, it'll come back. And for new people, and I got to say, yes, it can go lower. You know, we don't have the total market meltdown kind of capitulation we had in 2008. There's scary stuff out there in the news, you know, war in the Middle East, who knows. Things could send shockwaves through the system that could make things go lower. But if you buy value, you should come out well in the end, and there's also the possibility that we have already, in fact, seen a bottom in this mini cycle or this part of the cycle, and you'll be kicking yourself if you turn a cold shoulder to real value plays, and they make a lot of money for investors in the next year or so.
Well, you've heard it numerous times. I really wholeheartedly agree with you, Louie, and that is if you're holding companies that make economic and fundamental sense, there is no point at this point in time to sell them unless you make that decision. Now, again, this is not investment advice. We're not, neither Louie nor I are telling you what to do. We are simply stating what we are doing at this moment in time. Louie's a very good guy. He's a very intelligent man, probably one of the most intelligent I know out there. I've been involved with Casey Research for a number of years, and I have to tell you, there is absolutely no way that I would disagree with anything that Louie has to say, and I've learned a lot from him over the years. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. Big Al's going to be right back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.